This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 59 for Friday, September 13th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is showing weakness on Friday morning, being pulled down by vegetable oils. Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were all down to start the day. However, crude oil was making gains. The Canadian dollar was up nearly one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The Canadian Grain Commission reported on Thursday canola exports totaled 131,500 tons for the week ended September 8th, lower than the 175,000 from the previous week. In the marketing year so far, 1.137 million tons of canola have been shipped, compared to 442,200 1 year earlier. The November canola contract is down $12.10 per ton at $549.40. In the U.S., corn and wheat are up, while soybeans are down. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released its monthly supply-demand estimates on Thursday. The USDA increased its average yield estimate for U.S. corn by half a bushel per acre at 183.6, raising 2024-25 production by 39 million bushels at 15.186 billion. Old crop stock estimates were down 55 million bushels at 1.812 billion, while those for new crop were 16 million lower at 2.057 billion bushels. Projected world ending stocks were cut by 1.82 million tons at 308.35 million. France Agrimaire estimated the French corn crop to be 79% good to excellent, 3 points lower than the previous week. Russian officials lowered its corn export tax by 12% at 446.3 rubles per ton for September 18th to 24th. The December corn contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.11. The average yield estimate for U.S. soybeans was unchanged at 53.2 bushels per acre, but production was trimmed by 3 million bushels at 4.586 billion. Projected old crop ending stocks were down 5 million bushels at 340 million, while new crop was down 10 million at 550 million bushels. Old crop world ending stocks were estimated lower by 110,000 tons at 112.25 million. Argentine production was down 900,000 tons at 48.1 million, while the Brazilian crop was left unchanged at 153 million. Soil moisture in the top soybean-producing Brazilian states of Mato Grosso and Paraná is at their lowest in 30 years, according to Earth Daily Agro. Also, water levels on the Mississippi River in the U.S. have caused shipping delays. The November soybean contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.09. U.S. new crop wheat carryout was left unchanged at 828 million bushels. However, world-ending stocks were raised 600,000 tons at 257.22 million. The European Union production total was lowered by 4 million tons, while Ukrainian wheat output was up 700,000 tons. Russia increased its wheat export tax by 5.6% at 959.6 rubles per ton for September 18th to 24th. A Russian missile struck a Ukrainian grain ship in the Romanian portion of the Black Sea on Friday. The vessel was on its way to Egypt. Romania's foreign ministry said the attack was a, quote, unprecedented escalation. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.92. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.96. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.33. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, September 13th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.